Jody, Bobby Clark.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Good. Is it still a good time for you?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, how things been going?
Things are going well. Lots of changes here with the implementation of our new strategic plan. So we're kind of trimming the sails of how our organization functions and putting on new staff. And Hal was number two on the list of the top 10, if you will, of things
Excellent.
To do. So we're thrilled to have him join us. And it's been a first time since I've ever had someone, to work with. So I'm thrilled with that. And everything seems to be going well. How about yourself?
Doing well. The magazine's coming along great. Talked to Chuck Sexton on Friday, and he said he and AEP would each take a full page. So we hit the $90,000 in sales. So I'm very,
Wonderful.
Very excited, and we should be at the 17,000-18,000 in scholarship level for the net profit, if you will, for KAED. So it's going great, and I'm glad you took the time today. I'm trying to piece together the last 10 years, not the big announcements, but more the history of KAED as it has evolved since the first magazine. And I see that through LinkedIn that Mike Mangent left in July of 2012. Did Hal follow him?
Yes, Hal followed him 5 years ago, so that was then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2012.
Okay. Well, that works out good, and I'm going to reach back out to Mike and to Hal as well. You know, what I saw in the earlier magazine was, you know, things like Steve Bowers, now Director of Government Relations at UK, which has actually changed, served as president in 98. So it's more kind of a factoid of the organization and maybe a comment or quote from folks. So we want to definitely get that from Mike and Hal as well. What are some other memorable accomplishments that KAED has made in the last 10 years? Like, I think Kentucky United would be one of those significant milestones, don't you think?
Kentucky United definitely is, because it was a new initiative to have not only the cabinet, but utilities and local communities collaborating to market the state together.
Right.
And that was a result of a study that was performed during the, I guess, the last portion of Mike's tenure.
Okay.
Ken Houston was our chair at the time.
Okay.
It determined that we didn't have a negative reputation. We didn't necessarily have a positive reputation.
Didn't have a reputation.
We had a blank slate reputation.
Right.
And, you know, everyone knew of the importance and the leadership that Kentucky had made with incentives being very aggressive in the very early 90s.
Uh-huh.
And then Judge Paul Patton proposed the enhancement of state incentives through the CRETA and KITA programs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, we had not... I think we had not marketed ourselves sufficiently to fill in the blank about what Kentucky continued to be by around, what would that be, 2010,
okay.
I think, is when we put Kentucky United together, and I can look specifically to find a time period.
Yeah, well, by the way, I did meet with Ken Robinson, and he's sending me some of the background stuff. But you've helped me because here on this specific, because of the leadership that Mike held to kind of get this going with the study. Now I've got something to, you know, because I'm not writing a book about anybody. I'm writing about, you know, a paragraph or, you know, whatever.
Ken Houston led the charge.
Okay, I'll call Ken.
To implement, and I was an officer at the time. I believe I was right behind her as, no, I was right before her as board chair.
Okay.
And we worked together with, obviously, others that have always been active on the board and around the state to put together this collaborative marketing cooperative among communities, the cabinet, and the utilities,
right,
at different levels of sponsorship, and through those sponsorships, having the different levels of opportunity to participate in events
exactly.
and receive marketing information.
Exactly.
So that was really critical. On the public policy side, having been public policy chair for most of that time period, we really stepped up our public policy advocacy chops.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, and then particularly Hal, really put KAED at the table, and we were sought out for our opinions and positions relative to state legislation that would impact business development.
That's great.
And so I think that we've really built our public policy advocacy during that time period, and we have great continued leaders of the Public Policy Committee to make that happen. And we've continued to engage our legislative leaders around the state.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, local economic developers are probably the best lobbyists that we have, because local legislators want to hear what their economic development executive in a county or city have to say about something.
Right.
And our longtime support has paid off, particularly most recently with the enactment of Right to Work.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, what other things? So we got public policy. We've got Kentucky United. Are there any other milestones or things that have been happen that have come to fruition?
Yes, and Debbie Gray may have to help us on this one, or Hal could give you more specifics. But about the transition from Mike to Hal is when KAED was the recipient of a large reserve of funds, approximately $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
That was came about due to the dissolution of the Kentucky Commission for Small Business Advocacy. I hope I have that correct. We had several, like Hugh Hayden and others, who suggested that the best way for their mission to continue was for the funds to be distributed on the commission's dissolution to KAED. And so we put our heads together, and Steve Taylor and others that served on the board, we determined the best way was to put, basically divide those funds and put them in trust, if you will, at Community Ventures Corporation and with Kentucky Highlands Corporation for the benefit of small business loans.
Oh, excellent.
To small businesses, to others that may be disadvantaged. You know, the corpus is not affected, but or the principal is not affected, but any kind of interest is utilized to generate those loans. So that has been a critical direct.
Yeah.
Rarely can an organization like KAED directly impact the opportunity to encourage economic development, particularly through financing. And so that, I would say, is one of the critical aspects. Plus, it puts KAED in a very strong financial position.
Oh, absolutely. And I knew nothing of this, and I'm so excited. I've certainly worked with Community Ventures and Kentucky Highlands and the like because of all my entrepreneur activities that I'm doing.
And actually, I think the timetable for our agreement is coming up very soon, if not this year, the end of this year, such that, you know, we reassess, renegotiate how we go forward with those funds that are being held at CBC and Kentucky Highlands.
Cool. Now, who would best have some details about that, you know, what CBC and Kentucky Highlands are doing and that kind of thing?
I think Hal obviously would, but either Kevin Smith at Community Ventures or Steve Taylor at
Kentucky Highlands.
Kentucky Highlands would be the two sources I would go to.
Okay, well, I know both of them, so that'll work out good.
And Steve really kind of was the brainchild of advising us. He was on the board at the time, and he advised us on how best to get the greatest bang for our buck out of those funds. So we've been thrilled to see the results, tangible results of what those organizations are doing.
Right. I may even do a page on this whole part of the story, because that's you know, we're going to do something
on those, I think we've hidden the light under the bushel too much, if you will, on that particular item, because that's something that we're managing. We're not saying every time a loan is given out this is due to KAED, but it definitely is.
Right.
And most recently, okay. I would say the biggest achievement, which has been a long time in coming, is KAD, and particularly our foundation, taking on the responsibility of hosting and managing the Kentucky Institute for Economic
yep.
Development.
Agreed.
Which Wayne Foster has overseen for many years and has done a wonderful job as an alum of the 2005 class.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that it's always been a quality basic economic development course. As a matter of fact, it's recommended by IEDC as one of the best.
Oh, really?
And we get a lot of folks from around the country. I spoke as an instructor this year with KAD having mm-hmm. it under its banner. And my goodness, there was a state economic development exec from Wyoming mayor.
Oh, my gosh. That's really fantastic.
Cool. Really cool to have so many people coming to Kentucky. You know, we rarely have the opportunity to say, you know, we're an example.
Right, of anything. Yeah.
KAED has a long history of excellence, and KAED is going to be able to carry that forward. And our foundation is really focused upon carrying forward KAED into the future.
Yeah, I've got a page set aside for the foundation to tell the story.
Cool.
And we'll weave in or make reference in the history part of what you've just what you've told me about. And going back a little bit on that that fund you were talking about. Now you said that you normally don't really publicize that part. Is there a reason to keep a low profile there? That's just not what you do.
You know, I just don't think we have. Again, I don't think we have brought the light out from under the bushel and really yelled from the mountaintops about it enough.
Well,
I think it's critical, and we're doing good things with it. You know, obviously the funds remain in effect, and so we can utilize those funds depending upon how the board wishes to go forward to help entrepreneurship, small mm-hmm. business development.
Right.
And again, I think the term for that is coming up now. I can't remember if it was a 5 or 10 year term, but mm-hmm. we're looking at that probably under Chuck's leadership as the new chair as to how to utilize those funds going forward.
Well, so you think who's the best? Is it Debbie the best person to start with?
She's foundation chair. I think she would know maybe not a great deal about it. Hal has probably been closest to it by virtue of being the most recent executive and managing.
Yeah. I'll talk to Hal.
Between those organizations. Yeah. He gets the regular reports to what has been done through the funds.
Okay, I'll schedule a call with him to do exactly what I'm doing with you to get the last 5 years, but specifically that. I think that's exciting. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't the Kentucky Commission on Small Business Advocacy, but it's got to be some kind of small business. Was it funds from the state, or where was the...
It was state funds, and I'm sure some were generated outside of the state. It was a commission that was in place, and it sunset. Hugh Hayden was the board chair at the time. I'm trying to remember. There were several members from around the state that were not necessarily members but friends of KAED, and I may have the commission name totally wrong. But it was a commission focused on small business development and funding, and they dissolved, somewhere in the last 5 to 10 years, and that is when, through their corporate dissolution, they had the opportunity to distribute those funds mm-hmm. to another nonprofit entity.
Right.
And they chose KAED as the source.
That's a great story. It needs to be told, and what a perfect way to take advantage of this forum, if you will, the magazine, to really bring it to life. And when we get off, or when you get a chance, can you check and see if you've got Hugh's contact information? I'd like to track him down, because didn't you say he was chair as well of
what? He was chair of that commission when it dissolved, so he was critical in bringing the funds to our doorstep, given his past work in economic development.
Exactly.
So I will look here. I'm pretty sure I have his contact info from his organization in Owensboro.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I want to catch up with him anyway.
He continues to do extremely well, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. That company, I saw him a little over a year ago, and that Ebola stuff is just incredible.
Oh, yeah. I think those are really the high points that that I can think of particularly, you know, just one of those intrinsic things that I'm seeing, that the quality of our offerings, whether through, and this is probably not significant enough to single out, but I've just seen the quality and participation of conferences and informational events such as seminars or best practices have just increased exponentially over the time that I've been on the board. And as of next year, it'll be 12 years.
Yeah.
And I'm finishing up. So I just see such an increase in the quality and in the participation. The numbers that are coming to conference events,
right,
very much different because we've extended our relationships to other allied professions and government and others beyond just the core economic development profession.
Yeah, and I think that, and I remember naturally because I was there with this magazine 10 years ago, that there was a real energy that you and others were showing to take it to the next level. And luckily and expectedly, things have gone very well on this.
Yeah, an increase in membership and all those things that Hal can speak to certainly underscore that. So I just see that as a professional organization. We have definitely stepped it up. One other thing, and I guess it's a small thing, but kudos to Madison Silver during his chairmanship.
Right.
But there are those of us who have really been supportive of it, was the adoption. I guess it actually occurred under Brad as chair, but Madison helped lead the charge, was the adoption of an ethics code for KAED and its members.
Right.
Again, it's not been trumpeted out there, but I think that it's very, very important and sends the right message of our values. And truly, they're predominantly an adoption of IEDC's Code of Ethics.
Exactly.
About 13 points. And, you know, so no heavy lifting in that regard.
Sure.
But I think it's important to emphasize that we all hold ourselves to a higher level of accountability and expectation. And I guess that's also a part of that increase in the quality, not only of events and activities, but the quality of our professional
base exactly
is growing.
Yeah, because of the right focus and the right, because people like working together and get excited about, you know, things that are being done well. And I'm definitely going to write a paragraph about this, because that's, again, a historic thing of reciting how the organization has evolved.
Yes, and we always laugh, you know, when you look at a recovering lawyer and political hack like me and fire chief like Rick Gaines and a radio TV personality like Ken Houston or a, you know, I just go down the line, Washington County magistrate like Al Goode.
Yeah.
You know, we used to laugh, well, no one goes to school to be in economic development. You just kind of wind up there.
Exactly.
Now, more and more, I'm seeing that it's, you know, taking its place as a profession.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, certification programs and what have you are also helping that. New educational programs are coming out all the time. Heck, Alabama, University of Alabama is coming out with a new senior economic development executive management seminars, you know, similar to like the business seminars that the Harvard School of Business do for execs. And so now we're seeing an oncoming generation of economic development professionals that is what they intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't intern at a chamber of commerce and think, this is fun stuff.
Yeah.
We're starting to see a pipeline of young professionals that are intentionally coming into the economic development profession. So we've got to stay ahead of that pace.
Exactly.
In the quality of our programs and education.
Yeah, and I couldn't have scripted everything you've said here, because when I'm trying to write a magazine, tell the story, you've captured it. We'll edit it down and that kind of thing, but you've captured it. I love it. Who else? I've got Kim Houston I want to follow up, Madison, Debbie. Who else in the last 10 years have been fairly visible players, if any?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of some of our board members that have been critical. Of course, Madison Silver.
Yep, got him.
Okay, you got him. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Brad Souden is the chair before him.
Right.
I think you've pretty much got the
key core
players
yeah.
that really continue to be engaged and helping move yeah. things along.
Okay, well that's what I want to do. I can't talk to everybody, but you've added a few names here that especially Hal, and then I'm going to reach out to Mike Mangent and. Again, you've really opened up. I was worried until I talked to you, how am I going to tell the last 10 years? And you've captured this, and both Debbie and Hal both said, you need to talk to Jody. So I'm glad we were able to connect.
I love KAD and have given 12 years
absolutely
to it. And I strongly believe in what we're trying to do together and
yep.
to improve. I want to be successful in my home state of Kentucky.
Absolutely.
And I want to go to another state simply because it may look like the grass is greener.
Exactly.
And many have. But I want
I
to see Kentucky succeed in economic development because this is my home and where
yep.
I want my family to grow. And the economic health of our state is going to underscore that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we will. I'll when I get some stuff together in this particular arena, I'm going to send you. I've recorded this, so I'm going to transcribe it. I've got a service that transcribe it, and then I'm going to send it back though for you to tweak or miss this
sure.
or whatever. So,
whatever you need
okay.
from me, my friend.
All righty, thank you, sir.
See you, buddy.
Have a good one. Bye bye.